A normal man doesn't have to question his sense of well-being, but a mood-disordered man trying to balance on a pinhead of stability really needs to pay attention. Obsessing over all of this was starting to make me nervous. I talked to Gleason about it. He prescribed Lamictal.
We were in Deep River Center having lunch with Gleason Webb, a little impromptu checkup over lunch. We'd discussed Mickey's meds and how much sleep he was getting, and now Gleason was smiling at us over the pizza we'd ordered.
I feel like I'm going to be a grandpa.
Well, you should, Grandpa Gleason, I said. He laughed.
So, you're both happy?
Absolutely, Mickey said, and I nodded.
Well, you wear it well,
Gleason said as the waitress refilled our drinks. I liked the sound of that. We wore it well. It was true. Despite sisters who weren't sure how to feel about all this and a doctor who tempered his concern with happy wishes, life had felt so right since Mickey had gotten out of the hospital. The small tiff we'd had over Mick's calling Gleason was the last time we'd argued. Since then, we'd totally immersed ourselves in making room for our baby. In fact, after our appointment/lunch with Dr. Webb, we were on our way to get some more paint samples for the nursery. And next week, I was going to drag Mickey to a crib sale at the Baby Depot in New London. I'd fallen in love with a pricey little number in the Pottery Barn catalog that Mickey was trying to talk me out of. Now he'd have his chance. In the meantime, we'd worked hard cleaning out Pris's old bedroom, and I was shocked at how much junk we'd accumulated. It had all translated to 8 bags of trash to the curb, 6 boxes of odds and ends for Goodwill. A broken desk and the carpet we'd pulled up was headed to the dump. But now, we had a clean canvas. I'd even taken the old curtains off the bay window, though now when the sun poured in, it highlighted the terrible shape of the wood floor. Mickey promised to sand it down, and after it was refinished, I'd find a plush rug, one colorful and soft enough for a baby to crawl through the sunbeams. I'm sorry, what? Mickey had poked me in the ribs, interrupting my thought, and I was a little embarrassed. Sorry, Gleason, I was just imagining the baby's room. We're duking it out over buttercup yellow or cotton candy pink for the walls. He chuckled and put his hand on his heart.
Well, I can see truly epic decisions are to be made, but I was just saying how proud I am of you two.
Gleason nodded.
I really think life has handed you a gift, despite yourselves. I know you didn't plan for this, but you've made room for it, and it looks like you're doing well in the process.
We are, Mickey said. For whatever reason, we've been granted this little miracle, and we're just going to trust it.
I smiled at him. Sometimes my husband just took my breath away.
That's good to hear, Mick.
Gleason took a last gulp of his coffee.
You two will get through your challenges together, just like always. And of course, I'm right here if you need me.
He stood up.
I've got a 145, so you two enjoy the rest of the pie. Call if you need to. Otherwise, I'll see you in 2 weeks, and you can buy me lunch.
He smiled at me and palmed Mickey's shoulder as he walked away. Mickey looked at me.
See? He thinks it's great.
I kissed his cheek, thinking it was so much more than that. Gleason knew we could handle it, and that was even more comforting to me. It was amazing how having this singular focus lifted Mickey and me. Maybe it was because we'd been by ourselves for almost 11 years, which neither of us thought was a terrible thing, but now it was like we were getting ready for royalty. We'd been having so much fun these last few weeks. It was like falling in love all over again over paint and hardwood. It certainly felt that way the morning Mickey finally found time to sand the floor in the nursery. We were so thrilled to find honey-colored birch under the grimy layers of time and neglect that we almost danced. Just clear coat it, I told him on a cough. It's beautiful just the way it is, except, I said with a wry smile.